Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
They're going quick.
Yeah, don't get that. Defense is a little worn down after the long drive. Don't give them a chance to breathe. Go right back at it again.
Play fake. Williams looking, throwing. It is caught. Touchdown. Oh, Olamide Zaccheaus.
I like the idea of getting Caleb outside of the pocket. He's been so dangerous all day. Drops it down barely through the arm. Nixon in coverage and finds Zaccheaus. What a catch. What a great camera angle. Sidearm delivery through Nixon's arms and then finds Zaccheaus from the pylon cam. What a drive, KB.
You know, Caleb, he looks like Fran Tarkenton out there sometimes. He's got eyes in the back of a head. Like, you know, I saw a stat somewhere that, like, he has like 30-some unblocked blitzers or rushers, and he's taken zero sacks on those guys. So he just has the ability to see them coming, somehow eyes in the back of his head, make guys miss, and then expend and extend plays. And when he does, he threatens the entire field. He can throw across his body 50 yards down the field, and he can dot an eye when he does it. So it's not just taking the run game away from him, but it's taking the scrambles to throw. You know, and that stuff puts a lot of pressure on your defense.
No doubt about that. That is Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. He's going to be tasked with chasing Caleb Williams around. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We're cut a little bit short tonight because the Bulls have a game against Charlotte. Pre-game will start at 5:45, but until then, Carmen Vitale is in for Spiegs, and we are hanging out and... Here's another opportunity. The last four games, like from a statistical standpoint, the Bears have been winning football games with Caleb Williams as their quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I think as we discussed with Dan Wiederer, as we discussed with Olin Krutz, and as the two of us have talked today, there's still things that Caleb Williams can get better at.
Yeah, and because of the type of offense that he's being tasked with running, I think they're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So much of Ben Johnson's scheme is reliant on timing and rhythm and staying within the structure because everything is so meticulously planned out because Ben Johnson is in the office like all times of day and night. But it's finding that balance because of all the stuff. By the way, listening to Jim Schwartz talk, I don't know, like he's got the accent, like the East Coast accent that just like reminds me of my uncles. And it's just one of those things where like, it's like a comfort.
Where are your uncles from?
Philly, Jersey, tri-state area. So they have like that very, you know, New York, New Jersey, Philly accent. That's just, it's just comforting to me to hear. And Jim Schwartz has been in the league obviously for so long. So it's just, I don't know. That's how I want to hear football talked about is in that accent.
I get it.
You know, Caleb, he looks like Fran Tarkenton out there sometimes.
That could literally be my uncle just like saying that exact thing. It's fantastic. But getting back to that, like the reason that Caleb is so hard to game plan for is because of the fact that he is evading all these pressures and he's got all this unblocked pressure, but he's still getting out of that and he's not getting sacked and he can place the ball on a dime while on the run, going across his body, all the things that Jim Schwartz talked about. But you can't run an offense that way, like solely that way. So there has to be like, you have to be able to pick your spots and find that balance. And that is what I think we're witnessing right now between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams.
Why don't we hear from Ben? Because obviously people are trying to figure out kind of where they are and whether or not there's a little bit of frustration of things not looking a little bit cleaner on offense. This is what Ben had to say about his QB.
It's one of those things we're still working through. You know, I gauge it a lot over the course of the week. What do the passes look like when we're out there full speed? That gives me a lot of confidence going into the game of, man, he threw this one really well during the week, and let's get it out open early so that we can just get a couple completions banked. I just last, you know, call it 4 or 5 games, I just haven't felt like we've gotten into that where we're stacking up completions. And he's conscious of it. I'm conscious of it. And we'll continue to try to find that right balance of what those plays are.
When you look at some of Caleb's issues with timing, like recognition of an open guy and then the throwing accuracy, how much of that do you parse out as this is stuff he should be able to fix right now, and this is stuff that's pretty expected and natural when you're a young player learning a new offense?
I think both of those things come up. You know, there's a lot of thinking going on for him right now. And, you know, I was talking with the TV crew yesterday about this. Just since the bye week, we've kind of, I don't want to say taking the training wheels off, but to a degree, we've opened up with all these shifts and motions. We have more movement than we did in the first 4 games. And when that happens, you know, he's thinking a lot about his making sure he's doing – checking off all the boxes that he's got to check off before the snap. And so because of that, the post-snap play suffers a little bit. Well, I also believe it's also a big reason why we're having some success in the running game and bringing some of that stuff to life as well. So it's something that we're going to continue to work through. And I think each week you continue to see improvement to where the post-snap play of our quarterback is getting better. And so yeah, there's some of those that you look at, and he said, man, I got to hit that. And then there's other ones that, you know, they're going to be challenging throws that he makes, and it's like, holy cow, you know. And so we're gonna get there. I'm not worried about that aspect of it, and it's just a matter of time.
You'd have the option to narrow some of that down, to simplify some of that for the short-term gain maybe. Is it more of a priority to you to keep him on track to master this offense long-term and then just hope each week he makes progress catching up?
The most important thing for us is finding ways to win games. That's the key each and every week. So we're going to do whatever we need to do to win that game that week. He's going to continue to get more comfortable within this offense the longer he's a part of it. So whether that's a lot of shifts of motions, whether that's completely static for the course of a game, it doesn't really matter. He's gonna continue to develop, and he's going to be in a good spot.
Ben, obviously, Caleb was drafted to be franchise quarterback to handle situations like right now with potential playoffs on the line. Do you have to manage the psychological aspect of developing that part of him, and what does that entail?
I think that's the best thing about him is he's built for the big stage, the big moments. We've talked about that in the past as well. He rises to that occasion, and the bigger the stage, I think he really comes to life as a player. And so, yeah, you know, hopefully we can find a way to make it into the dance. And I think he'll be playing his best football when we earn that right.
You took the job. You said that Caleb was part of the attraction of coming here, that working with that quarterback. And you've spoken very positively about him throughout the season. What in your, I think, 11 months now here has strengthened your long-term view of what he can become?
Well, yeah, I think it's the coachability aspect of it. He's doing a really good job right now of being critical of himself. We see it the same way. You know, we'll watch tape together. Man, I gotta be better there. Even the walkthrough. I mean, we just had a walkthrough, and he's a little pissed off walking off. He's like, man, I had two in there that I could have gotten a little bit cleaner in a walkthrough set. Well, we just installed the play, so that's natural. And so when he's critical of himself and he's taking the coaching, I know good things are coming down the horizon. And so he's going to continue to get better.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. Where'd you hear, Carmen?
I think the thing that, you know, when you're talking about Caleb Williams and getting better, and Ben has said this in so many words, and I think he said it directly, like, Caleb's not going to have command of this offense in the first year. He's just not. It's too complex. There's too much. You need too many reps. He was talking about this when I was there on Wednesday.
The million reps.
But even when he came down from that, he's like, yeah, we probably gotten like 10,000 reps. We need 100,000 more. And even if like those are absolutely arbitrary numbers, he's saying that he needs 10 times more reps than he has already had to really grasp what Ben Johnson wants him to do in this offense. And I've been kind of monitoring this aspect of like the stats side of everything of Caleb Williams, how often he's on the run, how often he's scrambling, where that stacks up league wide, how often, you know, what's his in the box percentage. So NGS, Next Gen Stats, keeps track of all this in a really, really great way. But his in the box percentage, so his throws that are coming from inside the tackle box, is the lowest in the league of any qualified passer. So he is attempting the least amount of passes from the tackle box of any qualified passer in the league right now. He is scrambling at the second most of anyone behind only Jaden Daniels. He is on the run. His on the run percentage is the second highest behind only Bo Nix. So you're talking about, again, and I think this is Ben Johnson when he's talking about like the coachability and stuff like that. He appreciates that Caleb's trying, but like it's not there yet because he's not running the offense that Ben Johnson is calling essentially right now.
There's a couple things I wanted to point out. One, love the questions by Jason Leisure that he kind of got to ask like two or three in a row that stayed on the same track. Yeah. So I think that and I thought those answers were pretty good. Hearing Ben say post-snap play is getting better, that's important.
Yeah.
You know, and the pre-snap stuff is important too, so that maybe he can get quicker
when he's inside the tackle box, of understanding what a defense is doing. But the fact that you're seeing growth post snap as things are happening,
yeah.
He's making better decisions.
Yes,
that's how I take that. And then this is the part that I think that we all kind of knew even from last year, but it's been reinforced this past season. Built for the big stage and the big moments.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Yeah.
I think he craves it. And it's a weird thing.
I think that's
a
good distinction, though. I think that's a very good distinction. Is like when you talk about craving something, does that then mean you need it? Do you need to be in those situations to rise to that level?
It's a fair question. On Spiegs always talks about it as him accepting and learning to love the mundane.
Yes. Yes, that's been my thing from before the season even started. Was I wanted to see the boring stuff.
You're a good person to talk about this. So my feeling, like, that people who listen to Spiegel and Holmes show daily know that I've talked about this. Whenever Jared Goff's name came up, I was like, I would love to see Caleb play like Jared Goff. And people would get mad.
Mm.
Like, well, he's better. I'm like, well, first of all, careful. That was also a one of one, right? And I know that he got traded. I think that Caleb has more physical gifts than Jared Goff.
Easy.
But that's why I want him to play like Jared Goff. Because when you add that to the consistency of Jared Goff understanding this is where the open guy is and I'm getting the ball out now. And I know that some of that is survival. Some of that is I can't get away from Micah Parsons.
Right, because he doesn't have the athletic ability to do so.
But the fact that he is taking it upon himself to be on time and play in a way that I think makes it easier for everyone else in the offense, that's where... If Caleb just gets a little bit more of that, when you add it to the craving of the big play part, then you've got yourself a real dangerous quarterback.
That I am with you 100% because the ceiling on Caleb Williams, we haven't even gotten anywhere close to it. Because if you can put it together, if you can put the boring stuff together, the Jared Goff stuff together, but you can sprinkle in just these incredibly athletic plays and these plays that should end in sacks that don't, that frustrates defenses, that is so hard to account for if you are a defensive coordinator trying to game plan against Caleb Williams and against this Bears offense. It's something that I really love about Ben Johnson's scheme is how multiple it is. Whether you're talking about the blocking scheme up front, or you're talking about the run game, or you're talking about the pass game, and you have all these the litany of options that the Bears have offensively, that is so hard to account for by opposing defenses. But when you are, and it was Robert Mays, our good friend Robert Mays, who said this, when you are watching Caleb Williams play football, you are stressed out. It is stressful.
That's a great call by Robert.
He's right. There are these incredible, insane, again, plays that showcase Caleb's incredible talent, which is, like, his natural ability and his talent is, his ceiling is higher than Jared Goff. But what's really fun about watching Jared Goff play is I'm not holding my breath. Like everything is methodical when it comes to Jared Goff.
I love that word for it, and you're right on.
And that's what's been missing, and that's when you hear Ben Johnson talk about, well, we just want to stack completions, and it's not something we've done in the last four or five games. He wants a methodical offense that controls the line of scrimmage, that controls the time on the clock, controls the field, and it puts together these complete drives.
But. When a play breaks down, Caleb.
But then yes, exactly.
Do the thing.
But don't preemptively break the play down. Like, don't let the play preemptively break down because you got through your progressions too quickly, or you didn't hold a spot long enough, or you didn't look off the safety the way that you were supposed to, or whatever. Because again, and we talked about this earlier in the show, it's so hard for your receivers then to keep... Like, all the stuff that your receivers now have to think about if a play breaks down, usually that's only a couple times a game, and then they can kind of make up for that. They look where their quarterback is. They try to get open. They try to, like, whatever. These receivers are having to do that quite a bit. And it's a hard way to live. That's what I always come back to, that it's a hard way to live if you are going off of vibes.
I think that you've said that's really well said. It's a hard, the stress, Robert saying that it's stressful to watch him is exactly what you feel.
Yes.
But it's also exhilarating.
It's exhilarating. No, 100%. 100%.
Like even on the play where he throws the interception at the end, you're like, oh, Caleb might do something cool.
Right. Right. Like you have this kind of like anticipation of things being like, oh, this could be the coolest play I've ever seen. But then it could also be like the worst play you've ever seen. Yep. I had, in fact, in that Packers game, I did something on Blue Sky where I had the WTF Caleb play counter. So it was like a WTF play by Caleb. And I got up to four. And they were all like insane plays that like no one else is making.
The throw to Alameda Zacchaeus
is one of them. Also, I think I regret to inform everyone, Tom Brady has gotten a lot better at calling games.
He has. Spiegs even brought it up. He was amazing on that call.
I fear that he has gotten to be a lot better. But no, that was one of them. And then you go back to, you know, like there's like the touchdown to Cole Kmet a couple games ago. Like there's all these. It's this counter, but then
there was that time where he was in the pocket and he eluded a sack by jumping over his
own offensive lineman.
That was one of them. You're like, what?
That was one of them.
What? That stuff is impossible.
But then the fifth one, I got to four. The fifth one was the WTF derogatory.
Correct.
Play, which was the interception.
That basically ends the game. Tonight, the Bulls are in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:45. Tip-off is at 6 on the Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. When we come back, who's Ben's offense related to? We'll explain next on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.